course, I'll call you. I'll call you every single day. Sometimes more than that. I wish I didn't have to go back to my mom's place. It's not just her, it's my prissy private school and everyone in it. It's the city and the traffic and the crowds. I'm gonna miss the salty air and the waves, and most of all, I'm gonna miss you. It is criminal that I only get to see you during the summer. Funnily enough, the only thing that's ever truly bothered me about my parents' divorce is how I only get to be back here and see you during the summer. I'm grateful for that, though. I've had the best 3 months of my life with you. Really? You're not just saying that? Okay. Alright, what were your top three favorite moments? Yeah, like if you were to make a highlight reel of our summer together, what memories would you play back? Okay, I'll go first. All of the late night drives with the windows down. When we went swimming at 1 in the morning and I thought a shark was attacking me, but it turned out to be seaweed. Not my proudest moment, and yet still a fond memory. And last but not least, getting ice cream and watching the fireworks from the rooftop. So many memories that I will be replaying over and over again. I will. The only thing that will get me through this semester is thinking of this very moment, here with you, walking on the beach, listening to the waves. Hey, here's an idea. We take my dad's boat out, we conveniently get lost at sea, and then I'll never have to leave. Okay, well, it's at least a little bit tempting, right? I just need more time, you know? I'm not ready yet for summer to be over. There's still so many things I wanted to do. Well, I really wanted to build a sandcastle. No, I'm serious. Yeah, like when we were kids. And, you know, not just a small, boring excuse of a sandcastle. I mean like a sandcastle. Like with pillars and windows and a drawbridge and a moat. Yes, a moat. It's the only way to properly build a sandcastle. And I wanted to have a beach bonfire with marshmallows, and I wanted to say something. It would be sort of pointless now with me leaving tomorrow. Forget it, I shouldn't have brought it up. It's not even a big deal, really. Okay, you're right. There's nothing more annoying than saying I have something to tell you and then not saying it. It's just, it's hard for me to say. Mostly because I don't know what you will say. And if I tell you, I'm afraid that we'll never have another summer like this. But if I don't tell you, I'm afraid that I'll live the rest of my life wondering what would have happened if I did tell you. I should just tell you now, huh? Okay. How did you know what I was gonna say? Was it that obvious? Then why did you let me keep rambling like an idiot? You should have cut me off a lot sooner. Now I'll have to go to sleep tonight thinking over everything I said and how I should have worded it differently or something. Thank you. What happens now, though? I mean, I still have to go back to my mom's tomorrow. The next time I see you will be a year from now. I feel like it's unfair of me to drop the bomb on you right before I leave. You can't wait for me. I don't want you to just have to sit around waiting for me to come back. It's not fair to you. Okay, you know what? Never mind. Let's not think about that right now. Okay, let's build a sandcastle. Yeah, why not? Yes, with a moat. The moat is very important. Don't forget the moat. We don't need shovels. All we need are our hands and a spark of creativity. What do you say? Are you in? Okay, then we should probably get started if it's gonna be as elaborate as we want it to be. Okay, let's see. I'll start here. Well, it's not that bad. Yeah, no, you're right. It sucks. It's because we didn't have any shovels. The drawbridge looks like it's about to crumble any second. Yeah, it was a good effort. But I think it's time for us to accept defeat and move on. Let's just hope the tide rolls in and destroys it. What? It's embarrassing. It's shameful. People are gonna come to this beach in the morning and laugh at it. The poor sandcastle is better off having never existed in the first place. Okay, I didn't mean you should kick it down. But that's not a bad idea. Ouch, hey, you got sand in my eyes. It burns. No, actually, I can't see anything. You've blinded me for life. I'm going down. No, I am. I'm lying down. Whoa. Stop, I can't see. You can't just fall on me like that. Are feeling better now. Yeah, no thanks to you. I can open them a little. It still hurts though. Wow, that is. a lot of stars up there. You couldn't even count them if you tried. Isn't it comforting to know that even though we'll be miles and miles apart, we'll still be looking at the same sky? I don't know, maybe that's cheesy. But it's nice. It makes the world feel a little smaller. The beach is so quiet when it's nighttime like this. Reminds me of the times that we used to sneak out here past our bedtime, play around in the sand, go in the water, and then get scared because it's scary playing in the water when it's dark out. It is, though. I mean, when you can't see underneath you when you're in the water, and then in addition to that, you can't see around you either because it's dark. No way. Way too scary. Can't believe how lucky I am. Now to have you. Not everyone has a childhood friend that they grew up with. It's almost like you just kind of fell from the sky into my lap, you know? I feel like I'm really lucky because most people, they have to try really hard or put themselves out there to make friends. And a lot of the time, those friendships don't even last. So the fact that I've known you since I was a little kid, and like, we've remained friends this whole time is just really, really lucky. I don't want to take it for granted, you know? A lot of people would kill to have someone like you in their life. Promise you won't forget me, okay? It's not a ridiculous request. When people are far away like this, I mean, when you go a year without seeing someone, you forget. It can happen. I don't mean forget. I just mean the kind of forget where I sometimes pop into your head and you think, oh hey, been a while since I've seen her. I don't want to fade out of your life to the point that I'm just an occasional phone call or something. So you'll call me? Not just when you have something to say. I want you to call me even if you have nothing to say. Yes, just, you know, call me and we'll talk about the most boring, obscure, pointless things ever, okay? There doesn't have to be a reason that you call me. I want you to feel like you can call me just for the sake of hearing my voice, you know? Do you promise?